We're studying the signs in John's Gospel which prove to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is actually the sent one of God, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through His name. We're going to study the sixth sign, the glory of God and deliverance. This is also in the sixth chapter of John. John chapter 6, and we'll begin to read at verse 16. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea rose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at land whither they went. Isn't that a wonderful story? The story of the great deliverer. The Lord Jesus came to deliver us, to deliver us from many things. We're told in 2 Corinthians 1:10 that he doth deliver us, he has delivered us from so great a death, he doth deliver us, and in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. So God's deliverance, or salvation, is past, and it is present, and we're still looking for deliverance, more deliverance to come. As to the past, 1 Thessalonians 1:10 tells us, He has delivered us from the wrath to come. I'd just like to stop here now and ask you a question. Have you been delivered from the coming wrath? What do you say? I hope to be. I know, but this is in the past tense. He has delivered us from so great a death. He has delivered us from wrath to come. And one who has received the Lord Jesus Christ for his Savior knows here and now, if he believes the word, that he has been delivered from this coming wrath. Well, how could God deliver me? He doesn't know yet what I'm going to do. And if he does know what I'm going to do, won't that have to determine what he decides to do? No, in Job chapter 22 and verse 8, we read this. Deliver him from going down to the pit, for I have found a ransom. This is how God delivers us from going down to the pit. This is how he saves us from eternal destruction. It's because our Lord Jesus is the ransom. The Lord himself gave himself in order that he might redeem us and bring us to God, in order that he might deliver us from the most awful thing that human beings have to face, judgment for their sins. Now the Lord Jesus did what only God could do. He came to these people without a boat, without any means of getting there. He just walked on the Sea of Galilee in the midst of that storm. Naturally, when they saw him, they were terrified. But he spoke to them. He said, be of good cheer, or keep up your courage. It is I. Be not afraid. And then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at land. Now that was a miracle. A miracle of complete deliverance from what seemed to them to be certain death. Well, it's just as much a miracle when the Lord delivers a soul from coming wrath. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ for your Savior, according to the 5th chapter of John and verse 24, you immediately pass out of death into life. You change from one who is expecting certain judgment of God to one who knows that that judgment is now past because your substitute has borne that judgment for you. But there's a great deal more to God's deliverance than that. You see, after we receive Him as our Savior, we're still faced with dangers and trials and troubles and difficulties, and we still need to be delivered. There's so many things from which we need to be delivered. For instance, we're told in the 24th verse of the little book of Jude, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne of his glory. He is able to keep us from falling. We're not able to keep ourselves. We have no more strength now than we had to save ourselves. But He is able to keep us. It's wonderful how He delivers us from things day by day. In 2 Peter 2:9, we're told, He knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. You don't know how to deliver yourself. Don't ever be conceited enough to face a day in your own strength. If you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then by all means begin every new day, and often through the day, say to Him, Lord, I have no strength to face temptation myself. I look to Thee for deliverance. Now the Lord has delivered us. We're told in Hebrews 2:15, He has delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We've been delivered from death and from bondage. Well, that means that we are no longer subject to sin. That doesn't mean that we're sinlessly perfect, but it means that we are not subject to sin. By that, I mean we do not have to do these things that are wrong. Romans 7:24, Paul cries out, Who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so there is deliverance even from the daily bondage of sin. In Paul's last letter, his second letter to Timothy, the 4th chapter, he says that the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. He expected the Lord would at last take him safe home to heaven, and it wasn't long after that until he did that. He was delivered out of the hands of these people. It's true that he suffered martyrdom, but he was delivered out of their hands, and he's safe at home with the Lord, as I'm saying these words to you now. Well, then, if the Lord came to be the deliverer, why isn't everyone delivered? In the case of the disciples crossing this sea, we're told that there were other little ships. I've often wondered what happened to those other little ships. They didn't receive the Lord Jesus into their ship. I wonder what happened to them. I know what'll happen to you if you don't receive the Lord Jesus willingly into your ship. Or you say, I'll paddle my own canoe. Now don't be foolish. You and I have no ability to take care of ourselves. We need the presence and the deliverance of this one who is waiting to be received into our ship. But it has to be willingly on your part. As many as received Him, to them gave He the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. The Lord Jesus Himself said that He came to preach deliverance to the captives. Did all the people to whom He preached accept that deliverance? No, I'm sorry to tell you they didn't. Back in the history of the children of Israel, in the book of Exodus, in chapter 3 and verse 8, we read, The Lord said, I have heard their cry, and I am come down to deliver them. Maybe just now the Lord's waiting to hear your cry. I don't mean by that you have to pray to become a Christian. But I do mean by this that God wants some desire on your part, more than just a willingness. He wants a yearning on your part to be delivered. Some of you are enjoying your sin. Some of you are pleased to go on doing the wrong thing. God's not going to deliver such a one. But there may be someone, as the old song says, who is tired of his sin, weary of his transgressions. Would you like to be delivered? I can tell you about one who suffered and died for you on the cross that he might put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, and who came to be our Savior. His very name means deliverer or Savior. The name Jesus means Savior. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. He'd like to deliver you not only from the guilt and the punishment of sin, but He'd like to deliver you from the power of it, that you might be able to live pleasing to Himself. Does your heart cry out this morning, Lord, be my deliverer? Well, are you willing to receive Him into your ship? Are you willing to take Him as your own Savior?
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, that's receiving God's gift, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is deliverance, and only God can give it. And God is the great delivering God whom we present to you today. The Lord Jesus Christ then proved himself to be God by this miraculous deliverance. Has he worked a miracle in your life? Yes, you say, I look back to a time when he delivered me. Well, do you need to be delivered from something today? Delivered from some evil in your life? Let's bow our heads and look to him in prayer. Our Father, we pray for those who need to be delivered, for those who have never yet received our Savior, and for those who have received him, but who have problems and trials from which they need deliverance. Grant it to us not for our own sake, but for the namesake of thy worthy Son. Amen.